Hi, my name is Monica Homburg, and you're listening to YourDoseOfLunacy.com, the podcast. This is a story about one of my lovely acting experiences. Actually, it's a slew of them. So, here we go. This one's titled, The Tale of the Man Who Needed to Slap. My friends claim that I meet more than my quota of strange people. I don't know if I meet any more than others, but sometimes I wonder. I think some of it is due to my having been an actor. People have various unique reasons for wanting to be a performer or work in the arts. Unfortunately, some go into it because they are really strange beings, and art is some form of therapy for them. In New York, I was in acting class with a man who was in his late 30s. He was somewhat overweight and balding. However, no matter what character and what monologue he chose, he would always dress as a woman. Stanley Kowalski from A Streetcar Named Desire? He performed in a blonde wig and a pink summer dress. Humbert Humbert from Lolita? Yep, that too is a woman. After about 5 classes of this, our mild-mannered and presumably shell-shocked teacher finally asked, Steve, you're playing Brick from Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. Why are you wearing a wig, a dress, and stilettos? I think Steve's response was a meek explanation of the character's inner turmoil or something. Back when, in Cégep in Montreal, I took a professional theater program. I can honestly say that I have no clue why it was called professional, since there were very few classes that I could actually see any redeemable value in, either then or now. Most involved lying on the floor, imagining our body as a cloud. Understandably, such a curriculum attracted a few choice personalities. One in particular was a woman who wore sunglasses on stage. Every time she was on stage. Her explanation was that she had a light sensitivity. Oh, a light sensitivity. Well, what better profession to choose than one involves standing under bright lights for long periods of time? Here in Vancouver, I had an audition where I was set up with my partner ahead of time. Now, this is actually a rare occurrence, but in this case, we both spoke the same foreign language, and the filmmakers wanted us to do a scene in that language. They wanted to sort of rehearse this improv dialogue. The film involved an argument between two people, which culminates in a violent fight, and the violent fight is overheard by a man in an adjoining room. Again, the fight and dialogue could be about anything, since it would not be understood by the viewer, nor by the auditioners. My partner, we'll call him Carlo, and I rehearsed a vague scene where we would yell at each other, and finally at one point he'd grab me and he'd slap me. Now, we both had stage fighting training, so obviously it was fake, and we got the physicalities down pat so it looked realistic, and we're raring to go. So the next day we go to the audition, we're called into the room, we say a polite hello to the director and producer. Now this, mind you, is a really great opportunity. I'd been trying to get in to see this director for quite a while. I'd seen some of his films, and I was just, you know, really excited to finally have this opportunity. And now they asked us to go straight into scene, and we do. So we build up, we're having this argument, and we're fighting really well, and super passionate. And now I should mention, if you don't know me, that I'm really petite, and I look really small next to many people, but especially in comparison to this guy, because he's about 6'5" and stocky. So, in general, the scene itself would seem pretty threatening right off the bat. So, there we are, we're arguing really passionately, and then the director says, oh, okay, thank you. And it, actually, I thought, well, no, it had gone decently well, but, you know, he wanted to move on. There's only so much time you have for people. Carlo was not accepting this, and he turned to them and he says, but we did not even get to the slap! And the director's like, no, it's okay, that was very good. Carlo's face starts reddening with fury, and he insists, but it's better we slap! Can we not do slap? This doesn't fare well for me. My partner is seeming more and more unbalanced, and try as I might to gently tell him, no, it's okay, we should go. He's really adamant that they must see this slap. So finally, to appease him, they allow us to proceed. And he begins again, and we perform the scene, which, again, might as well